What is the mechanism of action of trastuzumab? What's the mechanism of action of lapatinib? And how does that sort of enter into? And I guess we should say that, you know, we talk about patients with ER-positive, HER2-positive tumors. That's what, like 10% of all breast cancer?
That's about right. About 50% of HER2-positive patients express estrogen receptor, which is significantly less than the, you know, 2/3 to 70% in HER2-negative breast cancer.
So what does trastuzumab and lapatinib do?
Well, that's still a very controversial question, especially in terms of trastuzumab. Herceptin for sure does block signaling through the HER2 receptor. HER2 signaling more rapid cell division, for example, but it also elicits a strong cell survival pathway through the PI3 kinase and AKT, which is a potent anti-apoptotic pathway. So by blocking both of those pathways with a specific antibody, that's probably the principal mode of action of Herceptin.
What about lapatinib?
Lapatinib binds to the ATP binding site of the business end of the HER2 molecule. And by blocking this ATP binding site, the kinase can't function. So by blocking this enzymatic function of HER2, you can also inhibit the same signaling pathways that Herceptin can inhibit. And frankly, in cell-based assays, lapatinib is more potent in blocking these pathways than is Herceptin. In fact, you get greater cell growth inhibition, at least in test tube models, with lapatinib than you do with Herceptin. So I think there are interesting differences between the two molecules. We've shown recently in a paper in Cancer Research that in some situations there may be non-cross resistance between the two. In other words, we've selected lines for resistance to Herceptin in the laboratory, and they maintain their sensitivity to lapatinib. And that was actually the basis for the pivotal trial of lapatinib that was reported at ASCO last year, which took patients who had received prior anthracyclines, prior taxanes, and prior Herceptin and randomized them to salvage chemotherapy alone with capecitabine or the same chemotherapy plus lapatinib. And that was a positive phase 3 study. It stopped prematurely as a result of efficacy even. So very impressive results. And I understand that that data is being considered by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for hopefully fast-track approval of the agent in the coming months.
Where do you see things heading in terms of the optimal way to control patients with HER2-positive tumors, trastuzumab, lapatinib, or both?
This is the subject of ongoing trials that are about to start both in the metastatic and in the adjuvant setting. There will be phase 3 randomized studies comparing Herceptin alone to lapatinib alone to the combination. Remember, we had participated in a phase 1 dose escalation trial of the combination reported by Storniolo and colleagues at ASCO last year. And we found, interestingly, some nice anecdotal responses during the conduct of the phase 1 dose escalation. We saw 6 out of, I think, 27 responders, all 6 of whom had failed prior Herceptin treatment. And yet, with a combination of Herceptin plus lapatinib, they're getting objective responses. So it's a very interesting combination. We've shown that the combination is actually synergistic in cell-based systems. That's published in Cancer Research, also in the same paper just a couple of months ago. There's strong scientific rationale in terms of the synergy between the combination to move forward in the clinic, and I'm optimistic that we'll get positive results. Interestingly, if you think about that capecitabine pivotal trial that I mentioned, since all those patients had had prior Herceptin, and most of them had just finished Herceptin, it had to be in the last treatment regimen prior to study entry, most of those patients in that randomized trial actually probably had therapeutic levels of Herceptin on board when they were randomized to lapatinib.
Interesting.
Yeah.